Welcome back to Latino USA. I'm Fernanda Chavarri, in for Marino Josa. 2 years ago, we aired a story about a theory that Latino USA producer Antonio Cerejido had about music in English versus in Spanish. Today, we think her theory still holds up, so we're going to revisit it. So without further ado, Antonia's take on apology anthems that features me revealing some juicy childhood crush info.
When I was 16, I traveled to visit my extended family in Buenos Aires, Argentina, without my parents for the first time. And I soon found out that being 16 in Buenos Aires is a way sweeter deal than being 16 in San Diego, where I grew up. Up until that point, my parents had to drive me everywhere. I'd always end up hanging out at a friend's living room or at the Claremont movie theater, eating froyo. In Buenos Aires, I had freedom. I could take the bus anywhere. And most importantly, I could go dancing. In Argentina, there are boliches, that's what they call dance clubs, that are specifically 16 and up. And this rocked my world. And at every boliche, I started to hear the same song. Perdóname by La Factoría. Perdóname means forgive me in Spanish. And in the song, Eddie Lover, the lead singer of La Factoría, says that he's on his knees. He's begging her to take him back. And it was on the dance floor that summer that I came up with a theory. Romantic songs in Spanish are all about asking for forgiveness. They're about saying sorry. But in the U.S., you don't sing about being sorry. You sing about how you were wronged. In 2007, Perdóname was the biggest hit in Argentina. But in the U.S., Beyoncé's Irreplaceable was the number one song. I got the impression that in Spanish, you sung about how you deserve a second chance. And in English, you sang about how your partner didn't deserve one. But I'm not, nor was I ever, a music expert. So it's very possible that there are tons of sorry songs in genres that I'm not that familiar with, in country or R&B. But at the time, I was a pop-loving teenager. And so I asked around the Latino USA office to see if anyone else grew up with a similar theory.
So I didn't grow up with that theory in my head.
This is Fernanda Echavarri, a fellow Latino USA producer. She grew up in Querétaro, in Mexico, until she was 14 when she moved to Arizona.
And actually, I just went back home for the holidays, so I left some boxes at my parents' house. And I looked through some of the boxes, and I had these letters from my first, my first real boyfriend when I was in maybe seventh grade. His name was Fernando. And yes, we were Fernando y Fernanda. And every single letter that I opened from Fernando started with, I'm sorry. Hola, Fer. Oye, perdóname. Like every single letter. There were probably like seven or eight, and every single one started with, I'm sorry. And I was like, why did he keep apologizing?
You don't remember what he was apologizing for?
I mean, if you keep reading, he doesn't really say what he's apologizing for. It's like, Fer, I'm so sorry I got you this teddy bear. I'm so sorry I got you these flowers. Which in some ways, it's like apologizing maybe was a way of courting me? I'm not really sure.
There's something super romantic about apology songs.
So while Fernanda may not have had my theory growing up, we could still both relate to listening to these songs during moments of hormonal change. And together, we were actually able to elaborate on my theory, because not all sorry songs are created equal.
Since hearing about the theory, you and I have talked about how there's different levels of sorry songs in Spanish.
Oh, absolutely. They must be addressed.
We start at level one.
Perdóname from Dioro. I want to say I'm sorry, but I also don't want to stop dancing. It's not really I'm sorry that I broke up with you or that I cheated on you. It's I'm sorry that I did something kind of silly and let's keep partying.
So following that, what is the second rung of sorry songs?
There's this second level of sorry, which is a little more on the cutesy side, and it's still kind of upbeat, but this one is more meaningful.
Te pido perdón, or I ask for your forgiveness, by Tito el Bambino. Hoy te vuelvo a llamar para pedirte que me perdones.
It's the level of sorry of like, we actually have a relationship and I didn't screw up that bad. So I'm going to try to make you smile and then you're going to be really happy about this and go tell all your friends about what a sweet gesture I did.
The thing that that makes this like a higher level is like he actually says like te amo, like I love you, and it is like heart melting. I totally feel like this would work on me.
I think it would work on me too. So then after that, I think you go to another level of forgiveness. Like we're starting to get a little more serious. Maybe the reason for asking for forgiveness is something that's a little bit bad. And perhaps you've been in this relationship for a while.
The song Perdón by Camila.
Lo siento. No espero, mami, odio. Lo peor es...
This is some serious stuff. It's like, I swore I would love you. I'm sorry that I lied. I'm sorry that I'm leaving. This is like the end of something real.
This is like for sure a breakup, sorry.
This is like what you sing by yourself in the car when you think about the breakup.
So that was like pretty serious. Like, I don't know, like, are we actually going to get even more tragic than that? Like, how is this going to go?
I think we can go one level higher. And the next level is... This is years after the major screw-up. This is years after you broke somebody's heart.
Oh, my God.
And this is Pepe Aguilar, Perdóname by Pepe Aguilar.
Perdóname por el abuso a tu persona, por favor.
Okay, I can't hear any more of this. I'm getting, like, a little too sad.
Yeah.
This feels to me like the truest form of asking for forgiveness. And it's time has passed and I realize that I hurt you and I'm sorry that I didn't treat you well and I hope that time can heal your wounds.
It's so interesting to me because it's one of those like it hurts so good situations.
Yes.
So as you just heard, sorry songs come in all genres, pop, power ballads, reggaeton, and of course mariachi. But there's one Latin genre that is really the ultimate apology song genre.
When I first talked to you on the phone about this, I was like, oh, I'm looking for apology songs. And you were like, oh, you must be talking about bachata.
Yes.
I called in the help of Joel Moya, who works at Remezcla, a Latino music and culture website. He's the self-proclaimed resident Dominican in their office.
If we go back to the origin of bachata, o sea, it's songs that came from the working class, bachatas cortavenas.
Cortavenas, an expression I absolutely love. It literally means vein cutting. And it describes the kind of songs where people pour all their feelings out.
Cortavena is the type of music that you will listen to sit down, have a cup of, I don't want to say wine, because wine is too refined, a cup of rum. It will be like mostly rum, cheap rum. Cheap rum, and you're going to listen to it, and you're going to cry.
Melodrama at its finest. And if you're a bachata fan, then you know that the group that brought bachata to an international audience was Aventura, a group of Dominicans from the Bronx. They have their fair share of sorry songs, including the appropriately titled I'm Sorry, released in 2003. But the second part, that songs in English don't say sorry, well, the year before this story first aired, something happened that blew that second part of my theory apart. It's not just that a song about asking for forgiveness became kind of popular in the US. The number one song in 2015, the kind of song that people will be playing for years to come in weddings and quinceañeras, was Justin Bieber's Sorry. And let's be real. This song is incredible. But what a lot of people don't know about Sorry is that it has a dembow beat. Dembow is that boom, ch-boom, boom, ch-boom loop you hear in all reggaeton songs. Joel Moya again.
Just the fact that it has the dembow beat, it makes it a little bit sexier.
And there's even an official Latino remix of Sorry, featuring reggaeton's biggest star right now, J Balvin.
Quisiera regresar el tiempo y cambiar errores. Sé que todo fue mi culpa y te causé dolores.
If I say sorry to you in English or mami, lo siento.
Right, one is like much, much like more heartfelt.
Okay, tú por mí morías más. No solo física, había química.
Could the rise of Bieber's Sorry be a reflection of how Latino beats are becoming mainstream in the U.S.? Maybe asking for forgiveness is on the rise.
Do you think like there will be more apology songs or less apology songs in the future?
There would always be apology songs because it sells. I mean, if there's no if there's no apology song, there will be no more J Balvin. There will be no more bachata. Because that's why they sing about.
The way people court each other is different depending on where in the world they are.
I think it's much more common in Latin America, like if you meet someone like the first week to say like, I love you. And that's not like a crazy thing to say. Like, I feel like here in America, if you say I love you in the first week, you are like, a total crazy person. People look at you.
Every TV show you watch, any like romantic comedy, it's like the L word. Like, did somebody say it? Oh my God, he said it first. I said it first. It's just a word.
Right. But in Latin America, it's like, where's the fun? If you're not falling in love and also hurting, like, it sounds terrible. It's like, where's the fun if you're not hurting somebody else? But it allows for these, like, big gestures that I think are, like, much more commonplace and much more accepted.
I think you just brought it all back around to the very beginning, which is apologizing is romantic.
Despite all my love for sorry songs, now in both languages, there's one glaring aspect of them that makes me a little nervous. Is the message sorry songs are sending to women okay?
It's this conflict that I have, like, as a Latina woman and, like, loving the apology thing. I'm like, is this, like, machista and wrong? Like, that we're, like, allowing for, like, the guys to screw up and then say sorry? But I don't know.
But, hey, we're not saying we're taking them back.
Good point.
They may apologize and they may sing their hearts out, and it doesn't mean that the woman allows them to do it again.
Did you hear that? I can listen to Perdóname by La Factoría and put on Irreplaceable by Beyoncé right after. But for now, I'll keep listening to Bieber Sorry on repeat.
Thanks to Antonia Cerejido for that story. Shortly after it aired, we asked you, our listeners, to send us your favorite Sorry or Perdóname songs, and here's a few. Hey, Anto.
Hi, Fer.
So why don't you tell me what people sent you? What kind of songs were they sharing?
So I found some of the ones from 2 years ago. I scoured the Twitter feed.
Mm-hmm.
So today I'm going to share some of them with you.
Awesome.
And we're going to play a fun game.
Okay.
In which I will play you the song,
mm-hmm.
and you have to tell me if you know it.
Oh, okay.
So Manolo Matos sent us this gem.
Si grito cuando yo debo callar.
Oh, wow. This is old school.
It's so good.
I'm imagining some, like, Spanish guy with, like, a little, like, pompadour hair and shoulder pads.
You're, like, right on.
Yes! Listen, I grew up with a very dramatic grandma who loved this,
like,
kind
this
of stuff. So.
Perdóname,
oh, that's it. Yep.
Camilo Sestos.
Camilo Sestos. Of course, of course, of course.
Okay.
So I have one point, right?
Yes. No, you don't.
I guessed it.
No, you guess. You did not guess it. You guessed that he had shoulder pads, which I'll give you a quarter point.
Thank you.
That's pretty good.
Ding,
okay.
Ding, ding. Okay.
All right. Number two, I have a feeling. I'm not going to say anything. Okay, number two is brought to us by Marisa Ponce.
Dime si es verdad. Me dijeron que te estás casando. Tú no sabes lo que estoy sufriendo. Esto te lo tengo que decir.
I mean, who do you think I am that I don't know this song? This is Enriquito and Nicky Jam, ¿qué no?
Yes.
Yeah, Enrique Iglesias and Nicky Jam.
Estaba buscando.
Antonia, thank you for bringing back, 2 years later, what people tweeted at you when the Sorry piece originally aired.
Thanks, Fernanda.